AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. says the ceasefire with Iran is still in effect. The comments come a day after Tehran was blamed for new attacks in the Strait of Hormuz and against the United Arab Emirates. The UAE saying Iran fired missiles and drones at it again today. But Secretary of State Marco Rubio maintains,
Operation Epic Fury is concluded. We achieved the objectives of that operation. I'm not going to, you know, we're not cheering for an additional situation to occur. We would prefer the path of peace. What the president would prefer is a deal.
U.S. forces are pressing ahead with efforts to reopen the strait. Oil prices eased today. Brent crude fell 4%, settling just below $110 per barrel. AAA says U.S. gas prices are now averaging $4.48 per gallon. President Trump renewed his criticism of Pope Leo, asserting the pontiff believes it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. The Pope has not said that and told reporters today the Catholic Church for years has spoken out against all nuclear weapons, adding there is no doubt there. Secretary of State Rubio is to visit Leo at the Vatican Thursday on what's being seen as a fence-mending visit. And Saka Magani reports President Trump and two of his top aides sent some mixed signals to children gathered in the Oval Office today.
We're thrilled to have so many young athletes here at the White House.
At an event reviving the Presidential Physical Fitness Award, the president, as he often does, brought up his 2020 election loss.
I thought I'd easily win the election, which, by the way, I did. And unfortunately, bad things happened. It was a rigged election.
Minutes later, both Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. stressed the importance of competition and accepting the results.
There's winners and there's losers. That we need to infuse into our young people.
Teach people how to win and how to lose and how to process victory and defeat.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. The biggest, buzziest, and easily most flamboyant event of the season in New York City last night. Julie Walker has some highlights.
Beyonce, Bezos, baubles, and bustiers. The Met Gala Monday night had it all. The theme, fashion is art, celebs coming to impress. Be in a crystal skeleton dress, Heidi Klum as a marble statue, Eileen Gu in 15,000 glass balls, Kim Kardashian in an orange sculpted metallic bodysuit. Before the event even began, there was controversy. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and wife Lauren Sanchez Bezos, who wore a toned-down Schiaparelli gown, were the sponsors, drawing protest and criticism, including from an activist group posting anti-billionaire messages. Mayor Mamdani, unlike his predecessor, not attending, instead promoting garment workers in the city. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.